Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. You know what? I can't wait. This is going to be a great week. A great, great week in Philadelphia sports. Tonight, of course, the lottery, and hopefully the Sixers can land that number one pick and get Cooper Flagg. The Phillies are rolling right now. The starting pitching has been excellent. Kyle Schwarber leads baseball, tied for the lead in Major League Baseball in home runs. A pair last night. The bullpen has settled down. You got to feel good about where the Phillies are. They come home. Red hot Cardinals team, and then a Pirates team who just fired their manager coming in next after that. So hopefully the Phillies continue to roll here. And of course, the NFL schedule is released on Wednesday night. The Eagles are going to be prominently featured all over these big games because they're the defending champions as we head in to the 2025 season. But we already know one thing about the schedule, and that is the Cowboys are going to be the opponent week one, the season opener, Thursday, September 4th at 8:30. Cannot wait for the pregame show starting at 6 on WIP for the Eagles and the Cowboys week number one. But I got to tell you, as much as I understand, and I'll get into the reasons why I think they chose the Cowboys for week one for this game to start the season, I don't like it. I don't like it. I think there were so many more great options in terms of marquee matchups, in terms of buzz for the game. The Cowboys, there's no buzz for this particular Cowboys team this particular season, led by Brian Schottenheimer as their head coach. It's buzzless. The game does not have the kind of buzz, let's say, the Detroit Lions would have had, the Los Angeles Rams would have had, the Washington Commanders would have had, even the Chicago Bears, a team on the rise with Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson and all they did with the NFL draft and free agency. That would have been a game on my radar is, whoa, that one, let's circle that one and look forward to it all summer. The Cowboys, this is a 6 or 7 win team, 8 at max. I don't think this is a big game at all in terms of the hierarchy of the NFC. The Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys to start the season. So we got a win under our belt, but I don't love it. I just think the NFL could have given us so much more and such a more exciting game to start the season than the Cowboys at the Eagles. It actually feels a little bit like a cop-out by the NFL and a way to finagle television ratings. Let me get into why. So couple particulars about the game, and then I'll get into why I think they chose it and how the NFL's rigging this thing. So first time since the Pickle Juice game in 2000, it's going to be Eagles-Cowboys to start the season. The Eagles last year swept the Cowboys. They beat him 34-6 in Dallas. They beat him 41-7 here in Philadelphia, 75-13 combined. The point differential, obviously, was plus 62 for the Eagles. The games were not close. The games were not close. And I don't believe the Cowboys have closed that gap much. Now, clearly Dak Prescott's going to be back. So that takes maybe, you know, double-digit point victories by the Eagles down to touchdown victories by the Eagles. But I don't think it's going to move the needle enough to go and really create something, you know, memorable here for week number one. I don't feel that right now. Now, again, injuries happen. Teams look different. All sorts of stuff changes between now and the kickoff day on September 4th. But I'm not feeling it right now. I just think this is a blah opener. Now, the cool part, if you're looking for a silver lining and you are excited about it, is, yes, the Eagles get to raise a Super Bowl banner in front of the Cowboys, kind of rub it in the Cowboys' faces. But is that enough to get you excited for the game? I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Eagles are champions whether or not they raise the banner against the Cowboys or not. You could rub it in your Cowboy friend face no matter who they're playing week one. The Cowboys haven't won in 30 years no matter what the Eagles have done. I mean, I don't know. That's not enough for me to get really jazzed up that they get to raise the banner in front of the Cowboys. Yeah, they raise it in front of Jerry Jones. That's cool. And it's the Cowboys' drought that is going to be front and center compared to the Eagles being the North Star of the NFL, the best team in the NFL, right there with the Chiefs is the best this generation in the NFL. That's something, but it's not as exciting as some of the other games could be. All right, so let me give you some reasons why I think they did do this where it is. You know, typically, Eagles-Cowboys is a Sunday night game. NBC takes one of those two games mostly every year, mostly. Last year, Fox took one of them, but mostly every year it's a Sunday night game. And if you put this game in early November in Philadelphia, Cowboys-Eagles, and NBC grabs it, there is a real chance as we get to November and December that the networks are going to have to make tough decisions to flex out of the Cowboys. Or they're going to have to put a 3-6 Cowboys team on TV just for the rating, but the specter of it's gone. Because the Cowboys look like they're not going to be a good football team this year. They are clearly two notches below, the Eagles and the Commanders. Last week when I did my NFC Power Rankings, or a couple weeks ago, post-draft NFC Power Rankings, you can find it on the WIP Daily feed here. I had the Cowboys at 11th in the NFC. They are not a good football team this season. They don't look like they're going to be a good football team. There is a case to be made that maybe they're tanking. Maybe they're going for, you know, who knows? Maybe they're going for, who knows what they're doing? Is it Arch Manning in next year's draft? I have no idea what Dallas is doing, but they're not a good team. So we have the specter of they're not a good team, and NBC can now create a big number and a little bit of buzz before anyone realizes what the heck is going on with the Cowboys. All right, you put the Cowboys in week 9 in Philadelphia, the cat's out of the bag, they're 3-6. You put them week 1, it's like, well, they got George Pickens, well, they got a new coach, Dak's back, and you get the Cowboy hopeful, and you get the whole country tuning in to see the defending champs, and you're going to put up a huge number. They're going to rig the system for a big number. Meanwhile, they could save now the Rams or the Lions or the Commanders for that mid-November game, because those teams very, very likely will live up to the hype, very, very likely will be contenders, and those games you could bill as, if it's the Lions, the championship game we never saw last year, maybe the two teams fighting for the one seed this year. If it's the Commanders, a division game with huge implications, the one seed or the five. If it's the Rams, you know, a rematch of the playoffs last year, the only team to really give the Eagles a game and a scare in the postseason last year. So I get it. The other thing to factor in, and I think the networks have been burned by this a lot over the years, is, you know, Jalen Hurts has been starting for the Eagles since 2020, late in the season. And I believe it's 9 games now where Hurts, I think the Eagles have played the Cowboys 9 times since Hurts became the starting quarterback of the Eagles. But in those, very rarely do Dak and Hurts actually face off. Very rarely. So that they have faced off as, you know, franchises 9 times since the back end of the 2020 season. Hurts versus Dak has only occurred 3 times. I'm trying to think of the times off the top of my head. It occurred certainly in, I would say, September 2021, where the Eagles were blown out in Dallas. It occurred,
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I don't think it happened at all in 22. 23, the game here in Philadelphia, where the Eagles won late, where Brandon Graham chased Dak out of bounds. Then again, late in that season in December, the Eagles got blown out in Dallas. I think those are the only three times. So September 2021 and a pair of times in 2023 are the only times Dak and Hurts have faced off against her. They both have faced injury issues over the years. Dak was hurt in 21. Dak was hurt in 24. Hurts was, at the end of 21, the Eagles sat. Hurts was hurt at the end of 22. Dak was hurt at the beginning of 22. In 24, Dak was hurt both times. And Hurts was hurt the second time. So they have very rarely faced each other. And that's, you know, and when you're building a television schedule, and this all is for television, especially with good teams, or at least teams that have above average, you know, let's just go with top 12 to 15 quarterbacks. That's the marquee of the game. That's what you're watching when you put the television on or you go to buy a ticket. But this is all for TV. You're watching those two quarterbacks. It's Burrow versus Lamar. It's Herbert against Mahomes. It's whatever. I think Herbert Mahomes is going to be that Friday night Brazil game. I think YouTube might grab that game. Last year, of course, the Brazil game was the Eagles and the Packers. So Dak and Hurts have not played much against each other. That's a factor here. Okay, they're gonna do the game before they have to flex it out. It guarantees them the big number. It's great for TV, great for ratings, great for the bottom line, but it's not great for fans. I'm not just talking about us here in Philadelphia. I just mean the NFL fan out there. Like the NFL fan out there last year got to have a summer of buzz about Ravens, Chiefs. Boom. Now that's an opener. And then the next night, Packers, Eagles, two NFC contenders in Brazil. That's the way you kick off a season. And this year, you know, I guess the Brazil game will have a good amount of buzz with the Chargers did last year and building year two with Harbaugh. But it's Chiefs, Chargers in Brazil. Okay, it's good. But Cowboys, Eagles, where the Eagles are a touchdown favorite and might have be more than a touchdown favorite. When I was waiting for the schedule release, I was convinced we were getting one of four teams. I was convinced. I'm going to pull up the Eagles' home opponents for 2025 just to give you a sense of who they could have faced and then what they are facing here with Dallas Cowboys. Okay, Eagles' home opponents, 2025 Eagles. Let's see what we got here. All right, here are the home opponents for 2025. Okay, ahead of the schedule. Eagles at home. Cowboys, Giants, Commanders, obviously the three division teams. Then the non-division teams. Bears, Broncos, Lions, Raiders, Rams. I could argue other than the Giants and the Raiders, the Cowboys are the worst option. Okay, the Giants obviously not going to put that to start the season, they stink. And the Raiders, although there's a little buzz here and Geno and Chip would have been fun coming back and Pete Carroll, not enough. Okay. The Commanders would have had incredible buzz to start the season. Two teams that face off in the NFC Championship game last year, and the winner of the division this year could be the number one seed and have the ride and the ticket to the Super Bowl. The Chicago Bears, year two of Caleb Williams, brand new coach in Ben Johnson. They revamped the O-line. They revamped the D-line. They went and got big pieces in the draft, and Colson Loveland and Luther Burden, they look like a team on the rise. That's a marquee kind of matchup. Even the Denver Broncos playoff team last year, Sean Payton, Bo Nix, good draft. That's a fun matchup for week number one. They didn't do that. Of course, the two big ones that would have caused a ton of attention, the Detroit Lions. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown recently said that's the, you know, they wanted the Eagles week one. They wanted to face the Philadelphia Eagles week one. And the Lions got to feel deep down like the injuries they had on defense and the egg they laid in the NFC divisional round was the reason that they didn't get to the Super Bowl, because they would have had home field advantage. I'm sure deep down they think they would have beat the Eagles in their building with their offense in the title game. It was the title game we never got to see. The title game we thought we were going to see, never got to see it. That would have been a great matchup for week number one and a marquee matchup. And then, of course, the last one, the Rams. You know, the Rams were the team that gave the Eagles the biggest problem in the postseason. They were the team that gave the Eagles the most trouble. And if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matthew Stafford in the snow, I think the Rams are going to the NFC title game against the Commanders. They're going to host that game. And the Rams or Commanders are in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Eagles thing is just totally different. And we're talking all offseason about Jalen Hurts taking 7 sacks in the snow. We're not talking about Saquon Barkley, you know, and his historic run there. We're talking about the defense blowing it at the end. There's so many question marks about the Eagles, if not for that play in that game. That game had everything. And that would have been a really fun start to the season. The NFL went against all of those. They went away from all those options, and they give us the Dallas Cowboys. Again, if I'm a TV executive and you lay the whole picture out, I probably would do the same exact thing that NBC did here and the NFL did here. But I'm not a TV executive. I'm a pro football fan. I'm an Eagles fan. And while it's going to be fun to raise the banner and beat the Cowboys, you know, 27-17 on opening night, that's going to be really fun. And to show them how far away they are from the Eagles and to show them the George Pickens move really doesn't make any difference at all, that's all wonderful. It's not going to get buzz this summer. The buzz is going to be about where's the Chiefs game? Where's the Bills game? Where's the Rams game? Where's the Commanders game? Where's the Lions game? Those are going to be the buzzworthy conversation pieces off of the schedule. Dallas, and the last thing of why I actually, as much as it's a nice, easy, soft landing, it's not a great spot for the Eagles. You know, you want that, if you're going to play a week one Thursday game, I would take it against a team that new coordinators like the Lions early, right? You might be able to get them early. By the time you get to November, they might have their sea legs under them. Same thing with new coach with Ben Johnson and the command and Caleb Williams might not have his sea legs yet in September. Also, you know, you get that team in all summer to prepare. Do you really need all summer to prepare? Do you need extra weeks to prepare for the Cowboys? No, you don't. You could have shoved that game in a week 10 and beat the Cowboys. So you really didn't need this extra week one advantage of the home game and the extra prep to beat Dallas. That was a given based on the rosters. I don't love it. I was wishing for something way more buzzworthy. It's the Cowboys. They'll raise the banner against them. Can't wait for the football schedule to fully come out. Eagles, Cowboys. I don't love it. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.